Hey, sorry I'm late. I promise I won't be late again, clocking in. I'm sorry, there's traffic. Okay, I'm on the clock. Okay, I'll take register. Hi. Your usual? Awesome. 6:50, just like always. Thank you. You have a great day, Mr. Alders. That'll be out in just a few. Hi. What can I get started for you? Let me go double check to see if we have that. I know we were running low yesterday. Let me just go double check on that for you. Yes, we have them. Would you like one? Two? Okay, two. What would I recommend? To drink? To be honest, I don't drink coffee. Shocking, I know. I work at a coffee shop, and I don't drink coffee. But I hear mochas are really good. It's always a favorite. I know. It's odd. Work at a coffee shop, don't drink coffee. I don't know. I just, to be honest, and don't let anyone else, I don't want to let my boss hear this, but to be honest, come here. I don't like coffee. I know. I can't say that too loud here. That's very dangerous. They'd send in, you know, a whole SWAT team to escort me out of here. It's almost like a crime. Our mochas I've heard great reviews on. We have a regular, Mr. Alders, who's right in front of you. He gets a macchiato every morning with a croissant. So obviously it must be at least decent if he's getting it every single day. All right, one macchiato. Anything else? Alrighty, will you be eating here or to go? Here, perfect. Alright, that will be $8.60. Thank you. And here is your change. And I will get that right out to you. I end up having to serve since we don't have a lot of staff at the moment, so I will be bringing your food and coffee out shortly. Alright. Oh, sorry. I totally forgot. Name for the order? Got it. Okay. I'll have that right out for you. Whew. He's cute. Sorry that took a second. All right, here is your macchiato, and here are those two for you. Is there anything else you need? Any like sleeves, sugars, creamers, mixers, they're gonna be right there. Right in that corner. Of course. Please let me know if there's anything else I can do for you. Wi-Fi. It looks like our Wi-Fi sign got taken down. Let me go put it back up really quick and then you can get connected. All right, it's now back on that wall. Are you a student? Worker? Author? I like to guess. It is the fun part about working here. The people watching is great. I always like to see if I can guess their lives. Although I guess it's kind of just extended judging, kind of in a sense. But it's a fun little game I like to play to pass the time. Create lives for people based on what I think of them. And you know, to be honest, this sounds not very kind of me the more I say it out loud. Anyway, yes, I will let you work. Enjoy your coffee, enjoy your snacks. If you need anything, please just come up and let me know. All right. Hi. Sorry to bug you. I'm clocking out. Is there anything else you needed? Some company. I might be able to manage that for a few. Let me go clock out and I'm all yours. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay, I am clocked out, I have a drink, and I'm all yours. So, what are you really working on? I can sniff out lies from a mile away. Who are you really? What are you really working on? It's very cool. I don't know why you don't just lead with that. It's a lot cooler than what you told me earlier. Me? I'm a student working here to get through university. I'm studying English Lit. Shocker. I work at a cafe library, and I'm an English Lit major. That isn't the most on-the-nose thing I've ever seen. I don't know what is. But I love it. Poetry is my main circle where I focus. But, you know, I love all sorts of literature. I've dipped my toe into screenplay writing, poetry writing, novel writing. Just about every type of writing you can think of, I've done it. And I fell in love with it. So, except haikus. Some people are great with haikus. They're not very great. I mean, total mad respect to those who do, because I can't. They're just a form of art my brain cannot grasp, unfortunately. I've never seen you here before. Are you new to town? Just new to the shop? This is a fairly local cafe, so we don't get many tourists. But it's not to say we never get any. You just moved? Interesting. Well, welcome. I hope you enjoy it here. I was born and raised. I've never left. Yeah. Grew up here, go to school here, work here, never leave here. I mean, I hope to one day leave here, but I hope to come back. I see a lot of the times people can't wait to get out of their hometowns and never come back. I would be fine never leaving, but I want to experience the world. You know, I'd love to travel and experience new things, and then I can write about new things. And then you travel, you learn so many things, and you meet so many people. I can't imagine all of the things I would be able to learn, and thus give me so many more things to write about. But I would love to settle back down here, have a family here, raise children here, grow old here. It's a great town. The people is amazing. The community. It's just very... It feels like there's a lot of love in the community, you know? You go on walks and everybody says hi. Someone needs help. Multiple people rush to help. A lot of people know a lot of people. Can't tell you how many times I've gone for a walk and I've run. It's like an old reunion. Everyone kind of knows everyone. And obviously that has that, that always has drawbacks to that. But there's a lot of positives that come from that. You know, everyone knowing everyone. And now I know you. New people cause a lot of gossip. I'm sure your name will be flittering around the town shortly. Oh no, not by my doing. I don't gossip. I consume the gossip. I do not share my own. Well, I've kind of made a name for myself in this town. I'm not cool. I cannot be cool. I'm not terribly funny. I'm not terribly smart. So it left me with one option. And the impression this town has of me is that I'm very aloof. Kind of mysterious. But, you know, it's intentional. I never show all my cards. I keep some close to my chest. Always nice to have, a secret weapon in my back pocket. Something no one knows. If I just start telling everyone, then it wouldn't be something no one knows anymore, now would it? Oh, come on, take me to dinner first. Okay, that's your response, okay? Okay. When and where? You can't pick me up. You don't know where I live. Am I gonna tell you? We'll see. We'll see. Remember, I have a reputation for being mysterious. So we'll see what you actually get out of me. But I should probably go. Homework and all. Classes to study for. Exams to fear of failing. But I will text you. But I do have your number. How? I don't know. It's all part of the mystery. I'll text you, okay? Enjoy your macchiato. See ya.